Lambs are allowed to give sermons. Oh, you are? Okay. Well, if you're allowed to give the sermon, why aren't you going to say it instead of me? Why not? Oh, right. You're too shy to talk in front of people. I forgot. This is worse than the tablet, but we'll see what happens. So if you read the email, you know that it contained a promise from Wilhelmina that she would share her epiphany story. And as usual, I tried to convince her to tell the story herself, but she still says she's too shy to talk in front of people. So we all know the story about how Wilhelmina's great, 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 however many greats, grandmother Wilma, snuck away with this and went with the shepherds to Bethlehem to see the baby that the angel told them about. We also remember that, like Wilma, her great, great, not so many greats grandmother, Wisteria was not a good listener either. And you may recall that Wisteria wandered off and got lost, but her shepherds came after her and found her, and she saw the same love in that shepherd's eyes that Wilma had talked about and seen in the eyes of the little baby. Now, Wilma was a wee little lamb when she ventured out to see the baby Jesus. Even as a grown-up, Even as a grown-up sheep, she still had an adventuresome spirit. And one day she was quietly grazing and she looked up and saw some camels walking down the dusty road. Now these camels carried men that she didn't really recognize. She'd never seen anything like it before. But they seemed important and she snuck closer. Not because she liked camels, because she did not. I mean, what self-respecting sheep would like a camel? Right. They're grumpy, and they smell bad. She'd learned her lesson and knew better than to venture away from the flock to follow this group of travelers who seemed to be seeking the same child that she had seen as a wee lamb. She certainly wasn't going to follow those camels. Ah. But then she saw that bright star in the sky, and she just couldn't help herself. And she scampered after these travelers. After a long, dusty trip, she had another chance to see this special child that she had seen in the stable. Meanwhile, another little curious sheep from another flock saw these camels and wondered what the heck was going on. This little sheep, whose name was William, decided to investigate. And he was amazed at what he saw when he looked at the child that these travelers had come to visit. He saw how the baby's mother, Mary, welcomed these strangers who came from far away. She even seemed okay that they came on camels. Meanwhile, Wilma knew she needed to get back home, and she waited for the camels to leave so she could follow them. She wasn't sure where she was or how to get home. But the camels didn't go back the same way. They went a completely other way. And once again, like when she was a wee lamb, she was lost. And she didn't know quite what to do. She looked up and she saw William, and she was so excited to see another sheep. And she ran over to him and told him that she was lost. She said to him, "I'm so afraid." But she told him of all of her adventures. And William was so excited because he had heard about a special sheep who traveled a long way to see the baby Jesus. William invited Wilma to join his flock. He told her that she would be welcome. So she went with William, and together they told all the sheep about Jesus. So you can guess the rest of the story that Wilma and William stayed together. But if Wilma had not followed those camels, perhaps Wilhelmina would not be here. And even though camels are still smelly and grumpy, Wilhelmina loves them because they taught her that she could learn good things, even from creatures that were different from herself. Epiphany is the showing forth of the light of God to all of creation. Epiphany time when we rejoice in the knowledge that Jesus came for all of us. And as we have evolved as a society, so has our interpretation of the showing forth of the light. This Epiphany message has evolved from a universal gift of light and love from God to become a public and private interpretation of what it is that Jesus is really about. Trust, love, kindness, and following him. Amen. So I invite anybody that would like to